You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, on this wonderful June 6th in the year of our Lord, 2010. I want to welcome everybody to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. And this is your host, Dave Hodges, and I'm coming to you live in the rural desert outside of Phoenix, Arizona. You know, as a footnote, you all know about my property rights struggle that we're going through. But as a footnote to that, I've been contacted by people around the country in the past couple of days. It seems like the Air Force in a lot of bases, like Dobbins and March Air Force Base, the base down in Tampa, they're being bad neighbors. They're bringing in these loud planes, and they're flying directly over residents' homes, and these planes often are 4 to 6 times louder than the previous generation, and they're literally driving people out of their homes. Anyway, we're going to do a follow-up show on this abuse of property rights and putting people's safety and welfare at risk in July as we bring a panel of experts on. But tonight, we've got a special treat for you. You know, we've maintained on the show for quite some time that the demise of our economy seemed to be leaning towards intentionality. We saw some purpose. Many of you callers have identified that purpose. And tonight, we have a best-selling author and economist on, and his name is Floyd Brown, educated at the University of Washington, the author of several top political and economic books. And he has co-authored a book with Lee Troxler, in which they maintain that the demise of our economy is a little bit more than accidental. So without further ado, let's go to Floyd Brown and welcome to the show. Hi, Floyd. How are you?
Good evening. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you on, too.
Yeah, we believe the economy was pushed, and that there's a group of people inside of our government, outside of our government, who are financially benefiting from America's distress and from Main Street's distress, and we're distressed about it.
Yeah, as we all are. In fact, let me get right to the meat of the matter here. The name of your blockbuster book, I believe, is Killing Wealth, Freeing Wealth. And
the subtitle is How to Save America's Economy and Your Own.
Yes, and that's something that I'm going to be looking forward to getting that information as we close out this hour. But one of the things that I wanted to note here for our listeners' benefit is that in your last book, you accurately predicted the 2008 financial collapse to within 1 month and 100 points of the Dow. And now you're back with more predictions. Is that about right? Did I hear that correctly?
We did, and we saw it coming. And the reason we saw it coming was because the financial interests were heavily behind the election of Barack Obama, and they wanted to create an environment where his election would be a fait accompli, and they did it. They did it exactly to the script we expected.
Well, I'm still in stunned disbelief that you're willing to come on the air and say these things, because I've done some homework on you, Floyd, and you're about as mainstream of an economist as one can find. And, in fact, you studied at the University of Washington under one of the premier economists, and his name has just jumped right out of my head.
Paul Hay.
Paul Hay, exactly. And
he wrote a very famous textbook called An Economic Way of Thinking. And,
yes.
You know, economics is really, it's really understanding what motivates people and what motivates people to act collectively. And in having an understanding of that, I mean, the very first economist, the very best economist, I think, was Adam Smith, who, you know, laid out the benefits of specialization and the free market economy. And whenever we've moved away from freedom, our economy suffered. And when we've moved to maximize freedom and to maximize people's opportunities and to let people do what they want and express themselves the way they want, we've been successful in this country.
Exactly.
And in other countries.
Well, we're going to pick it up right here after the break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that you unveiled in your book. And it really holds my attention, and I know that will of our audience. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and we're coming to you proudly on RBN. Our special guest is economist and author Floyd Brown, and we're talking about how the powers that be, who we hopefully will identify here soon, actually have conspired to bring down our economy. In fact, Floyd, as you said in page 127 of your book, in throwing trillions at the economy, there has to be at least a few billion in financial gains, and there will be. From the Fed, we'll hear cautious talk of recovery, and that's just about where we're at right now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they're doing their best that they can to sell recovery, and, you know, we all want recovery. We're all hoping for recovery. But the problem is that the policies that are being executed in our nation's capital won't lead us to recovery. I mean, we've had over three-quarters of the stimulus spending so far, and yet unemployment is stuck right where it was stuck. So, you know, what's Congress doing? They're talking about another stimulus plan. I guarantee you, they can launch another stimulus plan. They can pump billions of more debt onto our balance sheet, and unemployment's going to stay stuck. Government is not the solution to our problems, but politicians, you see, they benefit when government grows. And so as a result, the solution that they almost always want, be they Republican or Democrat, is a government solution. And so we have the government, you know, taking over General Motors. We have the government taking over Bank of America. We have the government taking taking over AIG, the largest life insurance company in the world. And so as they basically take those private debts public, they're just transferring a lot of bad debt from the private sector, from what we call killionaires, the people that are responsible for that
yes,
debt.
Yes, I love that term.
They're transferring it to our children.
Well, not only that, aren't they in the process of separating us from our money? I mean, we've seen a Wall Street recovery for a while, but wasn't that basically just a sucker's run?
Yeah, well, that's absolutely what we feel. And so, you know, we have a website called freeingwealth.com where we talk about, you know, the personal clawback strategy, where we give people actual advice about what they may want to do with their hard-earned money. And one of the things that we're encouraging people to do is actually, and it's hard for us to do this because we're patriots, we love America, but, you know, we're recommending that people diversify away from the United States of America. Don't be just in dollars. If you're just in dollars and you're 100% tied to the dollar, then as they inflate away the value of that money, you're gonna pay a horrific price.
But aren't all the currencies going down the similar path?
No, they're not. There are a couple of currencies. Actually, there's you know, three good currencies. One, and these are really resource-based economies. One is Canada, just our neighbor to the north. Canada has you know, had a conservative government the last few years, and they've righted themselves fiscally. And actually, believe it or not, I mean, I remember when the Canadian dollar was worth 63 cents, and today it's at parity, or just a little bit under parity. So the Canadian dollar is an appreciating currency, and it's backed by all of the oil and gas and gold and nickel and silver that they have in Canada. It's a lot of it. It's a resource-rich country. You've got Australia. Similar situation where they've got lots of iron ore and oil and gas and other natural resources that back their currency. They actually recently raised rates because their economy is doing so well. And then another place is Brazil. You think of Brazil as kind of one of these Latin American basket cases. It really is no more because... For any organization, any country, there's one question you have to ask. At the end of the month, is there more money in the bank account than there was at the beginning of the month? At any given quarter, is there more money in the bank account than there was at the beginning of the quarter? Or after any given year, do we have a positive balance sheet? Well, these are countries that actually are accruing positive balances.
Well, when we look at our balance, let's go back to the time of the first bailout. Do you concur with the figures that basically say the total of hedge funds, futures, and so forth, that paper debt that's based on nothing that was artificially inflated is actually 16 times the GNP of the entire planet?
Yes.
Have you heard that figure before?
Oh, absolutely, and it is. They've created a terrible mess because they love debt. They love debt on Wall Street, and our government loves debt, and the Federal Reserve loves debt. That's one of the reasons why I'm so, you know, such a strong supporter of an audit of the Federal Reserve. We really fundamentally don't know the finances of the U.S. dollar. And the reason is because it's all kept secret. It's a state secret, the finances of the Federal Reserve. And until that sees the light of day and people understand, you know, what assets are backing all of this cash floating around, you know, we're flying blind.
Well,
and you know what? They would put any businessman in a similar situation in jail.
Well, no question. But
put in jail.
They operate outside the law with the authority of the law, and they have for almost 100 years.
And Americans have gotten systematically poor as a result of it. I mean, if you look at, you know, what our currency was worth in 1913 when the Federal Reserve was created, and you look at it today, it just currency. Our money has been totally and completely decimated. Even in my lifetime, I was born in 1961. I'm 49 years old. You know, I remember buying penny candy. You can't find penny candy anymore. You can't really find any of the bargains we used to find.
No.
We used to pay a quarter for a gallon of gas.
Well, I mean, the wealth has systematically been drained right out of the middle class, but I think the situation's much more dire. But it's much more dire now. I mean, just the fact that you confirmed this 16 times greater than the Earth's GNP, how the heck are we ever going to pay this off?
But you see, we shouldn't have to pay it off. You see, that's where the cabal that we're really talking about, where the rubber meets the road. We have over 200 years of legal experience with bankruptcy. And there's always been people that have lived beyond their means. There's always been people that have borrowed too much money. And we have a system for dealing with people like that. It's called bankruptcy. Okay? But we didn't want, the elites didn't want to go bankrupt. So instead, they turned to their buddy politicians, and instead of bankruptcy, they basically had the government take over those debts. And there should never be anything known as too big to fail. And frankly, I think that a lot of businesses have failed, a lot of large businesses have failed. They reorganize, they go on, but why should our children and grandchildren be forced to pay the debts of AIG when they didn't pay the debts of companies like United Airlines when they went bankrupt a few years ago? See, government is now in the business of picking winners and losers. And when they pick winners and losers, they're picking the people that, they're picking the winners out of people who give a lot of contributions. For example, Goldman Sachs, they were one of the top donors to Barack Obama. That is one of the reasons why AIG wasn't allowed to go out of business, because Goldman Sachs was the counterparty on a lot of that debt. And so Goldman Sachs would have been bankrupt as a result of AIG's bankruptcy. And so what happens? Well, our government steps in and in essence, rescued Goldman Sachs.
Well, that makes sense, though.
And it's wrong what they're doing.
But it makes perfect sense because if the Federal Reserve, and I suspect it is at the heart of this conspiracy, then Goldman Sachs is the first cousin. And I think this investigation going on of Goldman Sachs right now is probably no more than just for show. It's nothing more than,
oh,
say, a charade.
It's a joke.
Agree with me. It's a charade.
Oh, it's all a charade. And the big reforms. I mean, Washington huffs and puffs and they talk about everything that they're going to do to curb this risk and that risk, and they don't do anything. They purr like a cat when they're petted by the killionaires that really are making the big money off of this.
Well, I love that phrase, the killionaires, because it accurately describes what's going on. Now, you really believe this just isn't just a get-rich-quick scheme on the part of people from the Federal Reserve and Goldman Sachs, but it's really an intentional, let's say, demise of the economy?
It's a looting. It's a looting of the economy.
Is it intentional or is it just greedy? Or both?
I think it's both. It's definitely intentional. And it's definitely driven by greed. You see, in America's past, we had men who made fabulous wealth, okay? People like John D. Rockefeller and James J. Hill. But these people made wealth actually creating things, okay? John D. Rockefeller, what was it? He created Standard Oil, and he brought all this oil out of the ground at the lowest cost. James J. Hill built the Great Northern Railroad.
Let's hold it right there, Floyd, because we're up against the break, but I do want to get to where you're going with this comparison. Making stuff of value versus stuff of inflated paper. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Floyd Brown after a word from our sponsors.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back. Our special guest the first hour is Floyd Brown, co-author of the book Killing Wealth, Freeing Wealth. And Floyd, as we went to the break, you were talking about men like Rockefeller who created things of substance. Where were you going with that?
Well, you know, the billionaires today or the billionaires today are people like George Soros. George Soros has never made anything. All he has done is, traded financial paper, traded debt, and to the extent, a lot of times these people on Wall Street actually go into businesses which are functioning businesses and tear them apart and strip their assets and sell pieces here and pieces there, destroying the very vitality of that company, and usually with it neighborhoods and sometimes entire cities. So we have seen America's industrial might really laid to waste at the hands of these people. The truth is that we need to get back into the business of creating wealth. And the way we create wealth is to build things and to, build products. And there's no reason that we can't, because America is such a wonderful place with people that are so entrepreneurial, if we just can get the shackles of government off of our arms.
Yeah, but the problem is, Floyd, is our manufacturing has all gone overseas in the name of cheaper labor.
It has, but most of the reason that has happened, people do have substandards of living abroad, and so, they are cheaper. But I think one of the things is that we have such a great a great workforce that has technical capabilities, and we could keep more of this here, and we could be more competitive if we would pursue policies that would make us more competitive.
Something I want to ask you about here, and I know it's going to run past the bottom of the hour break, but let's get this started. I know your warning about the economic turmoil that took place in 2008 is not done. And your forecast includes a Washington Wall Street conspiracy with an eco-terrorist link to British Petroleum, as well as Goldman Sachs playing party. Can we put all those together and connect some dots?
I would love to. Want to do it right now?
Let's start it now, and we'll just have to finish it on the other side.
Well, first of all, there's a reason that people didn't move quickly with the problems that we have in the Gulf. I'm going to say something that's going to rankle a lot of people. Barack Obama and the environmentalist lobby benefits when tar balls are rolling up on the beaches of Florida. There's absolutely no excuse for it. It shouldn't be happening. We can deal with this problem. We should have dealt with the problem immediately. But it's not in the government's interest, and it's not in Barack Obama's interest, and it's not in the Democrats and the Senate's interest to do that, because they are going to use this as a guise to pass massive taxes on energy and to punitively attack the energy industry, and it will only make America more dependent on foreign oil.
Are you talking about
absolutely
cap and trade?
Insidious. Cap and trade is, yes. is right around the corner. They've already passed some early taxes to replenish their so-called cleanup fund. You know, there are experts that I have heard on these issues that say we could have super tankers right there, right now, sucking this oil water up and processing it and putting clean seawater back into the Gulf of Mexico. But they're not doing it. They're just not doing it. And this problem could be solved, should be solved. We have the engineering and the capabilities, the technology to do it, and we're just not doing it. And instead, we've got a president who runs around and holds press conferences when he's not at concerts with Paul McCartney at the White House, and huffs and puffs and huffs and puffs, and they do absolutely nothing.
I don't question that statement, but let's break this down. How does BP benefit from this tremendous loss of oil that's making its way in?
I don't believe BP does.
Okay.
But you have to realize the history of British Petroleum is unlike most companies. And it has a very deep, long, and old socialist tradition. You have to realize it, Winston Churchill bought the first chunk of British Petroleum in World War One, and for many, many decades, it was basically an agency of the British government. And so as a result of that, it has been inculcated through decades and decades by a bureaucratic mentality, by a government mentality, by a socialist mentality. And so it's not surprising to me to see British Petroleum having these kinds of problems. And it's the same reason that in the Soviet Union, there was all kinds of economic problems. But our point is this. Our point is, you know, they benefit through these eco problems. And, you know, do I believe they actually, you know, caused this to blow up? No, I don't believe that. But I do believe that they did not move against it because it benefits them politically not to.
Because it benefits the politicians.
It benefits the politicians. It benefits Barack Obama in particular.
And it benefits Barack Obama because of cap and trade and wanting to control energy, and this gives him the excuse?
It gives him more than the excuse.
Let's hold it right there as a cliffhanger. That's a good cliffhanger. We'll come back to that right after the bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Floyd Brown on Killing Wealth, Freeing Wealth, after a word from these sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business, gas, and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, everybody. Our special guest is Floyd Brown, and when we went to the break, I had posed a series of questions and asked Floyd to connect the dots between BP's oil catastrophe, Goldman Sachs, the government, and we even got into cap and trade. So, Floyd, let me set the table.
Finish this point up.
Please.
You can be guaranteed that cap and trade is right around the corner. You see, they are rushing against the clock. They're worried that the American people are going to make wholesale changes in Congress, and they will be working overtime to pass whatever they can between now and November. And here's another prediction I'll make. After they lose the election, they will come back into a lame duck session and pass a lot of legislation that this president will sign even after America's repudiated them.
That's my fear, too. You're talking about the Kerry Lieberman bill, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Or some version thereof. And
yeah.
You see, the truth is that it's average people that are going to pay the price for that. It's not the BPs. You know, the BPs of the world are just going to pass any taxes along to the end consumer. That's to the American. And so, in essence, all of us are going to live less prosperous lifestyles because we're going to have bigger power bills, bigger natural gas bills, bigger bills when we go to pay our gasoline credit cards or what have you. every time you use energy, and energy is what drives the economy. Energy is what makes everything possible.
Well, everything is shipped, so of course energy is the driving force behind almost all pricing mechanisms.
Yeah, and energy builds things, and energy allows radio broadcasts to happen. I mean, energy is key to almost everything that happens in this society.
Well, when you look at what they're proposing in that Kerry Lieberman bill, they want to see increases by 2020 upwards of 20%, or I should say, let's say reductions by up to 20%, but that will result in skyrocketing costs for utilities.
Yeah, well, the way they want to achieve the reductions is by increasing the cost to the end consumer. That's what will keep us from utilizing as much electricity. At least that's what their scheme is by ratcheting up the price. Now, you know, we all know we're just barely out of a recession, okay? And we know that these additional energy taxes are going to hit the economy hard. On top of that, the Bush tax cuts expire at the end of this year. That's going to hit the economy hard. We've got all of these new health care costs and new health care taxes and fees, and that's going to hit the economy hard. That's why it's so easy to predict a double-dip recession, because all of the policies coming out of Washington, D.C. are intended to do one thing, and that's fleece the American people and make us poorer.
When you worked in the Reagan administration, did you ever foresee this happening?
I never believed it would get this bad. I mean, I never thought I would look back favorably on the Clinton administration. But Barack Obama makes me look back on Bill Clinton favorably, and that's got to be a serious problem, because he is methodical in his nonstop approach to making this a socialist country and to try to turn us into Europe, and it's something Americans have resisted for since we were founded. We didn't want to be like Europe.
Do you think it's possible, and I'm asking you to look into a crystal ball, and I know that's not scientific, but do you think it's possible that if we are able to overturn Congress and slow down this cap-and-trade march that we're on, that we'll see a war started to distract us?
Very, very good. There could easily be a war. See, the real push, and this is what Americans need to understand, the real push is to pull Americans' standard of living down, so that we're on parity with more of the world. They're trying to bring the standard of living of China up and India up, and they're trying to bring ours down. And, sometime we'll meet in the middle. And the whole goal is, in my mind, is to create a one-world government where they will have control and we will all be slaves.
A la Zbigniew Brzezinski in his book Between Two Ages.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that work?
I'm actually not familiar with that, but I see us every day pushing towards more one world central authorities. The Obama administration has moved towards adopting new concepts of international law, and for me, my sacred heritage is to be an American. I don't want to be a part of any other country. I want to be an American. I love America. This is my country. I was given by my forefathers something that was incredibly, incredibly special, and that is freedom. Freedom of association, freedom to think, freedom to do what I want to do and be what I want to be. And I'll tell you what, as they try and make us part of this homogenized world, I think that they're going to find a rebellious lot in those of us that don't want to be a part of it.
You know, I agree with you. Let me say this tactfully, and let me give a disclaimer. I've got a very intelligent listening audience, extremely bright. They communicate with me, suggest guests, send me great articles, but they don't represent the mainstream of America. I think so many of us, Floyd, have been dumbed down by an inferior education system that I have to admit that I've been a part of. that I don't think people can comprehend the complexity of these issues in a way in which they'll understand how they're being attacked.
Well, yeah, I really hope that that's not the case. One of the things that I really appreciated about Ronald Reagan was his undying faith in the American people and his optimism about the future. We've got some other trends that are working in our favor, and one of them is technology, because, you know, our ability to communicate and to go around the mainstream media has just mushroomed. That's a great thing, because people who want to be informed can be informed. And so there are some countervailing winds that make me optimistic, but I think you are so correct. The education system is not doing its job, and we probably shouldn't expect it to be doing its job, because it's a government agency. Government isn't that good at executing things. We just give it some tasks because we think that government should have certain tasks, like policing and national defense. But they're not really very good at anything, and to the extent that they increase their role and start running the education system, it leads to a subpar education system.
Well, I can tell you, as a member of a community college district, that I just retired, I can tell you that if you don't espouse the going green, reduce your carbon footprint, and all that nonsense that's founded basically on scientific voodoo, then you're a pariah, you're an albatross, you're a revolutionary, you're not fit to be teaching American students. So the revolution is not going to come from inside the schools. I've said this all along, Floyd. I think that people like you and I and most of my listening audience that gets this, we're way ahead of the curve. I mean, we're long past when we should have had a political revolution. When people are going to revolt across this country is when they can't put shoes on their kids' feet or food on the table.
Well, and that's getting closer by the day, in my opinion.
I know. It is.
It is, and, you know, people are hurting out there. The economy is really tough, and it's especially tough for our young people. I have a son, 24, who graduated from college now, about a year and a half ago, right into this economic problems. And for him, I mean, this has been a depression, because coming right out of college looking for jobs, it's terrible. Those young people in their 20s are having a terrible time finding jobs. And and if you look at the unemployment, it's disproportional to certain groups in the economy. So while a lot of people think things are okay, there are some groups out there that are just desperately hurting right now.
How long can Obama keep the lid on this travesty?
Well, I think the lid is close to coming off. I think that the Tea Party movement, some of the backlash that we've seen on issues like immigration and on this health care plan, I think it's getting very serious. And I think that the election results, these upcoming elections, are going to be, I think, the most critical elections for a constitutional way of thinking in my lifetime. We will know after these elections whether or not the Constitution is our founding document still, and whether or not we're going to follow the Constitution, and whether or not people are going to elect elected officials that believe in the Constitution, because the issues are very clear in this upcoming election. And so the people are going to choose, and that's when we're going to know, I think, and have a clear picture, or a clearer picture, on the future of the country. And I'm going to try and be optimistic, at least between now and November.
You know, that's got to be the way that we approach it. Let's go to the lines and welcome Tom from Alabama on line one. Hi, Tom. You're on with Floyd Brown.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
Hey, I agree with your guest 100% about world government. That's where they're headed to. I've been watching these fools for, I woke up to this about 2007. But I had a question for your guest. Is he familiar with a company that's a subsidiary out of Chicago? The name of the company is Nalco, N-A-L-C-O. they make the chemical dispersants that they're putting in the ocean right now.
You know, I don't know a lot about it, but it sounds like you do.
Yeah, sure do. They,
Tom, is that the ones with the benzenes in them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they have ties. If you go, there's a lady called Joanne Marr, and a group of her friends have just followed the money back on this stuff, and it does tie into George Soros, Apollo Group, Al Gore, Blackstone, Goldman
Sachs. There you go, Floyd.
Goldman
there you go. There's your profit motive. Yep.
Right. Goldman Sachs just purchased this company 3 months before the explosion.
Wow.
Yeah,
and you know, there's a much better treatment method that they're not even using than disbursements, and that is to just, you know, be there right on the scene sucking up this despoiled water into a super tanker and treating it. I mean, the oil industry is very effective at treating oil and water, because a lot of times when you drill an oil well, a lot of water comes up. And so they've been separating oil from water for decades and decades. And that to me, would be a much better way of doing it, to just suck up this oily water right there on the scene and put it in a super tanker and take it off to be processed.
That's just amazing. Tom, thanks for the call.
Hey,
and please call again. You know, Floyd, one of the things that I have to ask here is, if you know this, and I can find out this, and my listeners know about this, I've gotten a couple of emails to this effect of what you've just talked about, then why isn't the mainstream media reporting it?
Well, you know, I learned something about the mainstream media in the last election cycle when I wrote my book, Obama Unmasked. Interesting, I have been involved in a number of different election cycles, and in this last election cycle, I met with reporters from the New York Times, the L.A. Times, the Seattle Times, a whole bunch of different major newspapers, and the average age of the reporters that came and interviewed me and met with me was below 30. A lot of them were 24, 25, 26, right out of J school. And what's happened is a lot of the senior reporters, they've all been retired basically to save money, and there's such terrible financial straits inside the quote old line media business that there's virtually zero reporting going on, and there's none of the old line reporters that have the history or the background or the courage to ask tough questions. And so as a result of it, you kind of have a Me Too-ism, and so in essence, whatever Barack Obama says is kind of what they report.
That's scary.
It's very scary.
That's basically.
That's why I encourage people, if you want to actually know what's going on, just tune off the mainstream media. Don't even turn on your TV. Read, and you can find this information if you seek it out and you try to walk a different path. There's a lot of publications out there that do an excellent job of reporting on these things and report on what, you know, Barack Obama's actually doing, and you can be informed, but you have to choose actively to walk a different path, a more informed path.
Let's go to the lines and welcome JG from California. Hi, JG, you're on with Floyd Brown.
Yeah, hi, Floyd. I got a question. You know, like you say, considering every aspect of all the folly that's gone on for the last 150 years, it's like you just said that other businessmen would be in jail. Now, setting aside what the Declaration of Independence says of that would make allowances for this resolution, unlike Sam Kennedy, which you may not be familiar with, this gentleman, he purported for a three-month soap opera to come to resolution through the governors of states' rights. And I knew from the beginning it was just going to be a soap opera. And my point is this, asking you, it's like, aren't there laws that we the people can step in some capacity? I mean, I've been asking this for like about a year now of all our heroes on the networks. In your opinion, Isn't there a prosecutor? Congress is all bought off, so there, we have no use. And personally, I don't feel we have enough time, even through John Stattmiller's network, that we're going to be able to put these people in office before they drop the hammer on the world government. I'm no soothsayer, but in your opinion, aren't there any laws where somebody with authority, with some teeth and liberty, through the law enforcement factor, to back somebody walking up and said, you know, you're not voting, you're done, you're out of here? What's your opinion, Floyd?
Well, you know, we all believe in the rule of law. If we didn't, you know, our republic, our form of government couldn't exist. But when you have the kind of corruption that we see at the highest level, I mean, we had the White House this past, well, it was the Friday night after, just before Memorial Day, they released this memo where they explained what the White House had done in the whole Joe Sestak case. And here the White House admitted bribing this man, and no prosecutor's done a thing about it. There absolutely should be a full investigation of that.
And they never will. They never will. We got to hold it right there because we're up against the break. Thanks for the call, JG. We'll be back with Floyd to put a wrap on this great interview. Stay tuned, everybody.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
And now, more Common Sense with your host, Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. Our guest this first hour has been author and economist Floyd Brown. And Floyd, let's talk a little bit about your book again, how people can get it, and let's promote your website as well.
Okay, well, it's Killing Wealth, Freeing Wealth. How to save America's economy in your own, and I think one of the special parts about it is we talk about what people in particular as individuals can do to protect their own family finances. And so that's actually one part of the book I really like. But you can get it at, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, most bookstores. You can get it also online at worldnetdaily.com. So there's a lot of places that that you can get it online. And if you want to know more about what we think, you can find out every day. I blog almost every day at freeingwealth.com. So,
sorry, you caught me in mid-swallow there. Well, freeingwealth.com.
Freeingwealth.com. And I blog there almost every day. Don't do it every day, but almost every day.
Besides winning this next election, what else can we do?
Well, I think...
And you said, too, you got an investment plan for American families.
Yeah.
But collectively.
Americans need to move to protect themselves financially, and we give them some tools to do that. I think one of the things they've got to do is diversify out of just U.S. dollars. If you're sitting on just U.S. dollars, then, you are playing totally and completely at the will of the Federal Reserve. And, of course, I believe every prudent investor should have gold and silver as part of their portfolio because it is the ultimate currency and store of wealth.
So I'm meeting with my financial planner this Wednesday afternoon, and should I be telling him, hey, let's take a look at the Canadian dollar, and what percentage do you recommend people put into gold and silver and in foreign currencies?
Yeah, I mean, gold is quite high right now, so I wouldn't, you know, if you don't have any money in gold, I wouldn't, you know, just jump all in. I'd let it, you know, get soft again, but and come down a little bit, but because there will be corrections in the gold market, I encourage people never to put more than 15% into any asset class, and that would be true of gold and silver. And in my own personal portfolio, I have about 5% of physical gold and silver, and I have about 10% in gold and silver mining companies because they have more leverage, and I actually think will perform better than the physical gold and silver over time.
Do you see a collapse coming for our currency?
I hope there won't be a collapse, but, did we think the euro would collapse? No, euro was one of the strongest currencies just a couple of years ago, and yet it's literally in the throes of a collapse right now.
Yeah, it is.
Going down multiple percents, almost as we speak. And so I don't think America's immune to that. I mean, it was reported today on Bloomberg that it looks like that our debt is going to exceed our gross national product. And, we're becoming financed like a third world nation.
Exactly.
And,
well, look, we're out of
very,
time.
Very frightening for our future.
We're out of time. Killing Wealth, Freeing Wealth. Our guest has been Floyd Brown. Freeingwealth.com is the website. And, Floyd, thanks so much for being gracious with your time.
Hey, Dave, it was great to be with you.
I agree. We'll do this again. Thanks, Floyd, and have a good night.
Okay.
We'll be back on the other side with Andy DeRiso and more of the latest news. Stay tuned, everybody.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.